the shirt collar, you know, when you put it in hot water, sometimes things draw up.
Yeah.
Then, what do you call this drawing up? They don't fit anymore. You say that they...
Getting out of shape.
Okay. And if
too
one,
small or something.
If a woman likes to put on good clothes, you would say that she likes to...
dress.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's easy. Yes, sir. We know how they are, don't
we? Yeah, we do. Knowing myself.
Right. That's what I was throwing the ball at you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Something that you would carry your money in is...
pocketbook.
Okay. And if it was small, it had a little clasp on it.
It's a bag of
put
something.
Your little coins in it sometimes.
Yeah. Put your silver money sack.
Yeah.
Put your silver in.
Okay. What is this called? Is you just
that's
wear
a wristwatch or band or
just wear it around here.
What is I'm trying to say? I don't know what you call them. It's not a wristwatch especially, and it's to wear around your arm is a kind of a display concern, but I can't think of the name.
Okay.
What do you call them?
Sometimes I just call them little bracelets. Or
bracelets is what I was trying to say. That would be more befitting, I think. Because they are different designs, you know. They can be any kind of shape, size, or color.
Right.
But the word bracelet gets them all.
Right.
Yeah, unless it is a watch.
Okay. Suppose there were a lot of little things strung together, and sometimes you wear them around your
beads.
Yeah. Your daughter had on a beautiful pair of pearl beads. I noticed you have on some, well, these white things here.
Suspenders.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those in a while. I used to wear them.
Do you know, I was telling my daughter, I see a lot of men nowadays who go uptown. They're stout fellows, of course, not unusually stout. But they've been wearing belts so long, their stomachs done drop way down here, and the trousers just hanging on the hips, and they're just completely out of shape. It's a pity. They don't know, if they'd have wore suspenders, they'd have been up normal, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the stomach's done left the body. Mm. Gone.
Okay. What do you hold over you when it rains? This hold over you when it rains.
Umbrella.
Okay.
Parasol. What not?
What is the last thing you put on a bed? Say, for instance, when you make
spread.
It. And do you remember using anything at the head of the bed that was about as twice as long as a pillow? But
it'd be a bolster.
Yeah.
You don't see none now.
Okay.
You get way back down, y'all. You keep trying to get back out of where I came from now.
Right. Okay, what would you call a bed cover that is old-fashioned and it's hand-pieced out of scrap materials, old leftover clothes, and you
Quilt.
What was that again? I didn't hear you.
A quilt.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And what is this, we used to call it a makeshift sleeping place. You would lay it out in the floor.
Yeah,
and
padded.
Yeah, sleep in the front door.
Yeah, it's best there.
Yeah.
Company'd come around.
Yeah, you sleep on pallets. That's good. Okay, we expect a big yield from that field because the soil is very...
rich.
The flat lowland along the stream it's called what?
The bottoms moisture lands or something.
Okay.
We used to call such as that river bottoms or creek bottoms. They used to have little ponds about over the farm.
Mm-hmm.
It called, they name it a bottom land.
Oh.
Spot.
Okay.